Dad, I said some pretty mean things to you, and I'm sorry.
That's okay. Irregardless, I'm glad to have you home, son.
Irregardless, I'm glad to be home, too.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, I'm just setting up. I missed something. I forgot something. As always, folks, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two ways. One through my personal Facebook page, that is Mark Scalia Personal. And the second way you're listening is through my through the podcast. The Radio Irregardless podcast. You can go to podbean.com and then you can just search for Radio Irregardless. You don't even have to do that. What you have to do is just type in Radio Irregardless and it will probably send you the Podbean. And then you can choose any platform you like. But if you're already on those platforms, just search Radio Irregardless and you'll find me. So let me just do this. I thought I had this right and I didn't have it right. Now I got it right. Let's go. Okay. That's a little better. There we go. No. Shit. What would this show be? What would this show be if there wasn't shit happening all the time? So today is a wonderful day. We celebrated our 10-year anniversary. So this starts the official 11th season, folks. And thank you for being part of it. I've changed up the format a little bit. The mistakes are still here. But let me do this. This is supposed to be over here. Why is this not? I don't know why this is not working anymore. This was over here. And then it was this way. And then it was over here. And then it was... Fuck me. Why do I do shit? But you know something? We got a short show tonight. We're celebrating. 11 seasons. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to move this just a little like this. And that way I can still, let me just move. You know, with most other podcasts, they're like right off the bat, they're doing everything great and fantastic. Not this one. Not this one. So folks, let me get into some stuff. We have changed the format a little bit. Things are, because I'm working out of two different computers, a lot of different stuff is happening, but I've decided to forego. I'm going to try this new thing. I'm going to forego the Happening Now monologue. It's going to, I know some of you folks are like, why are you doing? Let's try something a little different. Folks, let me just tell you what I've been up to. We celebrated our 10 years two weeks ago, on a Monday. But I was at East Regiment Brewery last Wednesday, and I attempted to do Radio Irregardless. And what I did is I still set up my equipment. We did the show and we just kind of had some laughs with some of the guests that were there, which was great. It was a fantastic place. And I love East Regiment. I cannot say enough about the local places here in Salem. They're just fantastic. I mean, in East Regiment, they've been wonderful. They're part of the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. They've been a bunch of times. And hopefully when I get everything set up, because I got to do it a little early this year, the Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival 2024 is going to be so cool. I'm thinking about some stuff, always moving some stuff around. But it's been 10 years doing this show, this 11th season, and I've been traveling. That's the problem. I really haven't had a chance because I'm working out of two computers now, and I'm doing one show. What I am doing is like the remote show goes the other one, but what happens is when you adapt everything, you change everything, all the files get moved around. So I'm a little wonky. That's the whole thing. I'm a little wonky. But because I've been traveling I've been at Bar Harbor a bunch of times. I'm doing some doing the American Cruise Lines, which are fantastic. Oh my God. I mean, I want to get on one of the boats just to be on one of the boats. It's they have them all over the country, up the rivers, New York, Mississippi, down in Louisiana, up the coast, North Carolina, Georgia, New England. They have an Alaskan one, which is crazy. I've seen the maps. It's fantastic. But I've been on the boats. I've been at Bar Harbor. I flew back from, I was in Denver for a couple corporate gigs. I got to fly to Atlanta. I'm going to Texas, Florida. I'm all over the place. I'm a traveling man, make a lot of stops. Oh, we do have some people. There we go. It's the professionalism. It's always professional. Oh, you know what I never did? There we go. I've been so out of practice, I didn't even start recording the show. I'm going out live, but that's, you know. But because I've been traveling everywhere, and I'm pre-screened through TSA, which is fantastic. I don't know if you've ever done that, but get it. It takes like 2 months to do, but do it. It's just, I mean, if you can, I mean, some of my listeners probably can, but we'll see what happens. But because I've been traveling, I saw this, and I wanted to read this to you. I actually, before I got on the boat, this last Monday, I was in Bar Harbor, and before I got on the boat, I saw this really, it says prohibited items on cruise ships, and it says handguns, shoulder fire weapons, firearms, stun guns, explosives, dynamite, hand grenades. I can't tell you how many times I've forgot I had hand grenades when I got on a cruise. Explosives, incendiary, such as gasoline, gas torches, chemicals, things like that. So I thought, you know, first of all, I'm a comedian, so I my mind works a slightly bit different. So I was thinking, the list is strange. Not surprisingly strange, but still kind of strange. And then I thought, you know, there's a lot of stuff you can't do in an airplane either. So then I thought, let me check and see what is actually allowed and not allowed on an airplane. Because, you know, it's been a while, and some of you folks may be traveling, and you'd be like, oh, do I do? What do I do? I don't know. But let me just tell you this. These are the things that are allowed on an airplane. Knitting needles. As long as they're plastic. Small scissors. They have to be 4 inches or shorter. Those are allowed. Bowling balls. Just in case. Bowling ball and pins are allowed on an airplane. My wife will like this. Fresh eggs. All these things somebody brought on and went, is this okay? Everything. This is it. Sports balls. So tennis balls, footballs, basketballs, soccer balls. You're allowed. Tools. This is a tricky one. Tools can be brought on an airplane as long as they are 7 inches or shorter. Like in a toolbox, I guess. But really, here's the thing. If I saw somebody walking on a plane with tools, I'd be like, do you work here? I'd worry. I'd be concerned. Ice skates and rollerblades are allowed on roller coasters, on airplanes. Butane curling irons. I didn't know there was such a thing, but apparently they're allowed. This, I couldn't believe this. Antlers. Antlers are allowed on a plane. Like a mounting. Like if you go hunting and you get something and then you have it taxidermied, you can bring it on the plane. Syringes are allowed in the plane, of course, for various reasons. And I thought this was funny. Lightsabers are allowed. You don't know the power. These are all things that people brought on the plane. And they were, okay, you're fine. All right. These are the things. Now, some of these are going to make sense. So this is what's not allowed. Are you ready? Samsung Galaxy Notes. Now, we all remember that. They had that thing. They were catching fire. And the phones have been classified as a fire hazard. So that makes sense, okay? Paint thinner, bleach, and spray cans. Okay, I understand why. Because paint, thinner, the chemicals, they interact, the smells, they can make people sick. They're flammable. But how? Who's bringing them? Like, are you just walking around with a can of bleach, a bottle of bleach? This, I thought, was fucking weird. The magic eight ball is not allowed on airplanes. You know the eight ball, where you ask it a question. Is TSA going to let me fly? If you can't bring the eight ball, do you know why? Not for superstitious reasons. Because there's liquid inside of it. They don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. No one knows. Does anyone really know what's in there? I know, because I had one. And everybody's done this. If you had a magic eight ball, first of all, good for you. That's a different kind of eight ball. They won't let that in a plane either. But if you had a magic eight ball when you were a kid, you broke it open. And it might have been water then. It's got to be like a gel. So can't let that happen. This is bizarre. An offensive T-shirt. Did you know that? You can't wear an offensive T-shirt. They can ask you to disembark. They can forbid you to fly. So define offensive. If I said Virginia is for lovers, I could find that offensive. Actually, I want to get a shirt that says Virginia is for lovers, and underneath says Maryland's for crabs. Yeah, I'll get that. Does anyone care? No one cares. No one cares about the magic eight ball. Soup. You can't bring soup on a plane. Because of the liquid thing. And why would you bring soup on a plane? Oh, it gets worse. Heating pads. Okay, heating pads. That makes sense. But because the gel is in the heating pads. But gravy is not allowed on an airplane. And you can only check it if it's under 3.4 ounces of gravy. Gel insoles. Snow globes are not allowed. Same thing. The water, the stuff inside of it. Fertilizer. There goes my next trip. Chemicals and toxic substances. That makes sense. This makes zero sense. Cast iron pots and pans. For what the what? 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 I mean, I've seen my share of Bugs Bunny. And I've seen Saturday morning cartoons. And I know that getting hit in the face with a pan is fairly harmful.
Frying pans. Who knew, right?
Oh, this is bizarre. You cannot bring on a plane an English Christmas cracker. Like a nutcracker. Like, I don't even, it doesn't even say how big. It could be a foot tall. It could be a half a foot. It could be 2 feet tall. But you can't bring it on a plane. Foam sword toys are not allowed on a plane. Lightsabers are. Foam swords, no. Gel candles are also not allowed on a plane. And this kind of makes sense, but somebody had to stop it. Somebody tried to get these on. Any self-defense item that includes and not limited to survival tools, mace, bear mace, pepper spray, guns with or without ammunition. That makes sense. BB guns, brass knuckles, or jewelry in the shape of brass knuckles. So if you're goth, imagine this. You're a goth. Right? You're a goth. You bring in your magic eight ball. You get your offensive T-shirt. You got a little soup that mom made, but you don't want to drink it because you're defiant. And also, you're wearing your brass knuckle jewelry. You're not going to get to fly. I just found it's stuff like that. It's just, let's say, think they mean Christmas crackers, festive table decorations that make a snapping sound when pulled. No! I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't care. It's a short show. We're having a little bit of fun. So I got the chat. I'm trying to get the chat to work in the display, I got it working before, and it's always a little thing, but I'm not, I don't want to play with the problems. And folks, here's the true, here's the real story. Okay. I have been traveling so much. I almost wasn't going to do a show tonight, but I was like, I got to do a show. I got to get on board. I got to keep the rhythm. I got to get my stuff. I was on my paddleboard today. I managed to go out during high tide. I jumped on the river, and I'll tell you this, there was this fucking Yahoo in a boat. He was like, I'm in a river. I mean, that's the way Salem is. And it's a 5-mile-an-hour wake. You're not supposed to, you know, drive real fast. This guy was bombing through, kicking up waves. And I'm on my paddleboard going, you know, I don't normally want to call the cops on somebody. But this guy, I was like, where's the harbor master with his ass? And he didn't just go once. He went down and in and down and in. He did it like 4 times. And I was like, man. I just want to be out here and I just want to relax. So, but I'm beat. I'm beat. I did 2 miles on the paddleboard. I've been traveling. I got to go. This is my travel tomorrow. I got to go on a train to go to Gloucester. And in Gloucester, I get off the Gloucester train. I walk about 20 minutes. I get on the boat, the American Cruise Lines. We go from Gloucester all the way around. Actually, go right through the Cape Cod Canal. And then we go to Newport, Rhode Island. And I am going to be doing stand-up on the boat at about 8:30. And then the boat goes to Newport, Rhode Island. I sleep on the boat. And then I got to find my way from Newport, Rhode Island back to Salem. Because you can't stay in the boat. Because the boat doesn't go back to the same place. So it's going to be an interesting travel day for me tomorrow. That's why this show is going to be a little short. And a couple shows ago, I mean, I had Samantha Dupuy on. The show went long. So folks, it all depends. So if you go to the podcast, some shows are short, some shows are long, and it's nice. But when I don't have a guest, I keep it under 30 because I know this is 2023. People have very short attention spans. So, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my first and only break tonight. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I got going on this comedy coming weekend. You're listening to Radio Irregardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Regardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, thanks for being part of the show. As I said, I'm reinventing the format. Today got a little haphazard, but I'm so excited that we're starting the 11th season. And I got guests coming up, scheduling in the next few months. We have it's a big political year. So we've got Greg Bogus coming back, the Radio Irregardless political correspondent. He will be joining us, I hope. He's going to get back to me so we can do a show. And we're going to talk about all the ins and ends, comedy politics, not hard politics, not bullshit, not things that make everybody want to just go, oh, you talk about, no, we're going to zing everybody and we're not going to take it seriously because, I mean, they don't. Why should we? So folks, let me tell you what I got going on over the next couple of weeks. As I said, I'm going to be on the American Cruise Lines for probably 3 or 4 more shows. Bar Harbor, the Gloucester to Newport run. I'll be on Bar Harbor a couple times. But I will be at the Levitt Theater in Agunquit on September 16th. That's going to be a fun day for me. Going to get together during the day with some friends, and then I'm going to be heading up there doing that show and then zipping right back. But as always, if you always check my calendar out, it's markscalia.com. Check that out for what I got going on, current things, scheduling, all this other stuff. If you want to be part of the show, please email me, radioirregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Next show will be September 27th. I don't know who the guest's going to be, but I know we're going to have fun. Folks, have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just gonna want to go, eh?